Father, we thank you for such an hour as this. We bless your holy name, Lord, for your goodness and for your mercy that endureth forever. Thank you for this day, Lord. When I say thank you for mothers, Lord, you created them to reflect your love, your image, that kind of love to us. And we want to worship and thank you first. We give you all the glory for such a wonderful job you did. You gave them this virtue, this ability to love, to care. Every one of us here has a mother. And through the ages, there has been the bulwark strength for families. Father, we are thanking you for each and every one of them. I want to thank you, Father, for those who are sitting there desiring to be mothers, to be married or married and seeking the fruit of the womb. Eternal God, you are the one that is able to bring it to pass. Grant your petitions in the name of Jesus. That Lord Jehovah God, even as others are celebrating, they will have cause to celebrate next time in the mighty name of Jesus. That in next season when we are standing here, those who have petitioned this day, who have believed this day with us, you will answer that prayer according to your word. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Wonderful day it is. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers and future mothers and mothers to be, every one of you. Happy, happy, happy. Put your hands together for the Lord, everyone. See how everybody went to the bottom of the box and picked out the best clothes for today. Yep. You all look great. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God did a great job. He gave them such wonderful nature to reflect his kind of love. Today we are going to speak on the word when mother is a shining light. When a mother is a shining light, blessed be the name of the Lord. And we're going to take our scripture reading from Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. Please, whoever is there, help me out today. Amen. When a mother is a shining light, glory be to God. Let your light so what shine before men that they may see your good works and do what? Glorify your Father which is in heaven. Amen. Let your light so shine before men, before women, before all, that they may see your good works. See something. They want to see something. They want to see the good works. Because it's the good work that we'll be able to say, glory be to God. And they will glorify the Father which is in heaven. Also, at times we see the bad ones. But I thank God that God made it possible through the grace and the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to impact upon the mothers. That most of the time what we see is good works. Amen. Hallelujah. One comedian was making a joke and said, why is it that every song is about mothers? Sweet mother, sweet this, sweet that. And he was complaining and said, what of the fathers and this and that and so on? I said, maybe they are reaping the fruit of the works that they sowed. Amen. Maybe there is something they are doing better than the fathers. Amen. Maybe there is just something in them that make people to appreciate them. I don't think it's just ordinary praise, and I will bring it out this morning. I don't think people are just saying it for saying purposes. There is something in mothers that makes them special. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And I know we have wonderful father. I am a wonderful father. In fact, if you go to my office, you see a big poster. A very big one. It's like 10 inch by 12 or whatever. Anytime I look at it, I laugh. He said, number one, Father. Amen? I don't know when they took the what they call it, the census or whatever, and came to that decision, but I accept it. Amen? I am number one, Father. Amen? Amen? And I know there are many of us who are number one fathers too, but I am just the number one. If you want to challenge that, you come and I'll show you how I am the number one father. Amen? Amen? Blessed be the name of the Lord. By the way, I didn't say that. By the way, I didn't put that poster. It is somebody or some people that put it there. And they must have seen it and say, yeah, Emmanuel is number one father. That is my wife and my children. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Put your hands together for the Lord, everybody. Amen? But the most important father we have and mother and everything, he was everything for us, was Jesus Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Let me acknowledge all the mothers in the house and the mothers to be and the future in mother and the mothers in making. God bless each and every one of you in Jesus' name. And let me confess by faith that if you are believing God for the fruit of womb, next year when I'm standing here, or when any of us is standing here, you shall be accounted as one of the mothers that have your children in Jesus' name. I confess that, I believe that, and I accept that for anybody here in mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We should hold our mothers in high esteem. We should love our mothers because many of them, most of them are worthy. And I want to thank the women of this church, the mothers of this church. The pastors, I can attest, has never received any complaint about you guys on being a mother. Put your hands together. Not once have your husband or your children ever come and say, this sister that is singing in the praise team, or this sister that is part of the church or this thing is not worthy of her calling as a mother. That is something to say. Amen? And I thank you all. God bless you. Keep it up. And God will continue to give you the grace to be a better, even a better mother. If there's any way to better it, you will be in Jesus' name. Amen? You deserve our utmost respect. There's a lot of reason why they sing that song, Sweet Mother. I will testify of that a little along the way in this message. When there is no food in the house, guess who goes without? The mother, so that the children can eat. When the child is sick or having affliction of any type, yes, the father may care, but the mother tender care is more than you can ever think of. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I sent a text to a woman this morning, a Caucasian woman. The type of love and care she gives to her child. And I know this child, I know the extent of sickness, the extent of problem this child have. It is just wonderful to behold. I sent her a text this morning and say, you have a character, a quality, a virtue worthy of emulation. And I see that in all or most of the mothers. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Now, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 to 3. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 to 3. Ephesians 6, 1 to 3. Please, let's hurry up. Says, children, obey your parents in the what? In the Lord. For this is right. 2. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment, with what? A promise. 3. That it may be what? Well with you, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Amen? Amen. This is the commandment of the Lord. Honor. What? Honor your father and your mother. And today I want to tell every child here, every son, every daughter here, if you grow up to be the president of America, if you grow up to be a billionaire, a millionaire, I don't care what you are, If you don't honor your mother, if you don't give respect to your mother, if you don't care for your mother, I personally and God will not look at any achievement you have as anything because you are not worthy of that praise. If you cannot respect and honor your mother who gave birth to you, who cared for you, who was there for you when the going is hard and when it is easy, whatever time of the day, the season, she's there for you, then you have nothing to, I have nothing personally to respect you with. 2 days ago, a mother, a Caucasian mom, again, texted me a lot of stuff. My son has to go to jail because I have to call the police because he hit me. I was surprised and not happy. I know this young man. I later have to plan to meet with him. You shall never, never, for any reason in your life, abuse your mom. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You shall show tender care, loving care to your mom. No matter how big you grow to be, always honor your parents. Because, one, it is the right thing. The Bible says it is the right thing. Not the wrong thing, but the right thing. Two, the Bible says it is a promise, a scripture that comes with a promise of something. God has something attached to it. He said, what is the outcome? That it may be well with you, and thou mayest live long on earth. I can go and explain how honoring your parents, your mother, your father, can help you sustain your life on this earth. It's a scripture with a promise attached to it that if you do this, this will happen. And many of us came from an environment where we really know how to honor our parents. I'll get to that. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now let's look at Jesus Christ. When he was in his last 1, 2, 3 hours of this in this world, guess what he did? Of all the burdens that were heaped upon him, my sin and your sin and everyone's sin that's heaped upon him, he took time to make sure that his mother was cared for. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Open John chapter 19, verse 25 to 27. John 19, 25. One of the last things that Jesus Christ did while he was on the cross is to assure that mama is taken care of. He didn't leave it to God. He made a tangible, practical arrangement that we assure that mother is being taken care of. He said, now there stood by the cross of Jesus, his mother, amen, and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene, verse 26. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciples standing by, whom he loved, he said unto his mother, woman, behold your son. Go to 27. Then said he to the disciple, behold what your mother. There was an coded message here. You don't have me again. I'm going back to eternity where I came from. But you are still in this world. You will need food. You will need clothing. You need caring for when you are sick. You need people to help you to negotiate life day by day. I'm now giving you a son. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And son, I'm now giving you a mother. What happened? And from that hour, that disciple took her unto his own home. Did you hear that? From that very moment, Jesus Christ took care of the mom. The disciple know Mary is now my responsibility to provide for and care for all the days. Say from that hour, that minute, he took her into his own home. That's how Jesus Christ cared for the mother. I haven't done too many things I can be maybe say proud of, if I can use that word, But one of the things I can testify is that I took care of my mother. Blessed be the name of the Lord. As many of you know, I don't have a father that I know of, never seen him or heard from him. And I grew up in a destitute environment. When I mean destitution, when I'm the worst of the worst. And one of the things I desired most is to take care of my mother. Like from young age, one man asked me later on, say, what motivated you to try to succeed? I sincerely thought about that question. And after thinking about it, I said to him, I believe it is that I may be able to provide for my mom, motivated me to succeed. So I'm always hustling. When I hustle or whatever I can, if I get, let's say $10, my mother gets some part of it. All her life, blessed be the name of the Lord. To God's glory, even as when I was still living in a apartment, I started building a house for my mom, and I didn't build a cheap one. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I built one of the best houses in the town there. Amen? For her. I wanted her to be proud of me. Put your hands together for the Lord. I'm not saying it to be proud or anything, but I want to lay an example that what I'm saying in this case, thank God, I can also say I do. Copy my example. Amen? In her lifetime, I bought her two cars. That was many years ago when few people don't have even, I made sure she has a car, a driver to help her and stuff. Every month from United States, so every week, every depending on the situation, I call. I remit money to Africa to make sure that she's taken care of. There was one day I looked at that time you used a Western Union. I looked at a pile of Western Union. I said, my God, that's a lot. But I don't regret any of them. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And when I got married, my wife didn't stop me from doing that. I thank God for a godly woman. I thank God for a woman that fears the Lord. She didn't say, don't send to your mom. She didn't say, don't stop taking care of your mom. She never did that one single day. Put your hands together for the Lord, everybody. Many women will say to the man, don't give anything to mama. You are sending too much to her. You are doing this and that. What of me? What of that? She's old. She only has some time to stay in this earth with you. I'm not saying you shouldn't take care of your family, but please make sure that mama is taken care of. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. 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 My children, my wife should never lack. I'm, by God's grace, making sure that everybody in that family is well provided for. But even at that, she should always get from you guys. Every one of you must always care for her. Whether she want the money, she need the money or not, I want you to send something to her always. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Jesus did that, I did that. Amen. And I want you to do the same. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, you should treat your mother with love and respect. Some Christians become so spiritual that they forget that there is carnal and material things we have to deal with. And one of them is to care for our loved ones. And mothers are one of them. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Please, I say it again, I reiterate. Always take care of your mom. Amen? Mothers deserve our honor. But also, it comes with responsibilities. Mothers deserve our honor, our respect, our support. But I'm not talking to the mothers. Motherhood comes with some responsibilities. A lot of them. It is painful to see that many neglect that. It is painful to see that many does not acknowledge that responsibility or care for it. I was watching something about a documentary or whatever, and I saw this beautiful woman carrying a child in one hand. She's pregnant again. She's having a bottle of beer or something, some alcohol in one hand, and a smoke, blowing smoke like anything from the other one, a child there, the other one in the womb, and that. Does that show responsible mother? No. I've seen some that when they have children, they don't care to take care of them. Nothing on anybody in this church. I'm just speaking because in our ministration, we speak to a lot of people outside there. For anybody who at the beginning didn't get it, this is Pastor Emmanuel Oba from Gospel Mission International Church, Phoenix, Arizona. And we are speaking to people not just in this church, but to every other person out there. You have to be a responsible mother so that you can glorify God. Say, let your light so shine in every aspect of your life that they may see the good work and glorify God. Some seems to have this habit of having children, just have children, and that is it. As God is my witness, as a young man, I wasn't married then. There's a lady that lives across in our apartment. She actually asked me one day, say, do you want to have a baby? No kidding. I look at her, she already have five. And this five is like this one is this, this one is this, this one is this, this one. I think she's only 22 or 23. One day I was driving back to that apartment. It was not the best of apartments. That was when I just came to this country. I was still very handsome with my hair and everything. And I saw her walk right across the street. And the children were running after her like dogs run after the mother. She didn't even look back. Cars were coming. She just crossed over and the children were coming. I said, my God, is this a mother or what? And you have the audacity to say, do I want to have a children? With who? Now, and I want to tell you there are mothers like that. And if you are watching your mother, Jesus Christ can redeem you from that. It's an evil. It's a bondage. Today, some when they are pregnant, they are drinking, they are smoking, they are putting drugs into their body that many a times you see children when they are just born, they are already drunkard from the womb. They are already drug addicted from the womb. The doctors and the nurses will start giving them some medication and stuff to try to calm them down. And you ask, why is that child crying? He says she's addicted. She's crying for whatever the mother was giving to her, right inside the womb. That is a sorry place to be. And I remember when my wife was pregnant, she wouldn't even take Tylenol to take care of her own cold because she's worried what any medication can do to child in her womb. And I didn't understand it in those days. Later on that I found out why she was doing that. So I want to tell every one of you who might be listening, motherhood comes with responsibility. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's look at the responsibility of a mother in this case. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned love that is in you, or thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Louis, and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that is also in thee also. This is the letter of Paul the apostle to one of the disciples, Timothy, a young man. And in this letter, he starts to say something that I want you to note here. What I will call a generational blessing, passing on down the light. It didn't just reflect in Timothy by chance. He says, I'm noting something here. This is Paul the apostle, the prophet. That there is something in this young man, but I'm Paul the aged, Paul the old man. I also know that this same quality is in your grandmother, who? Louise. Sincere love, sincere faith, sincere worship, sincere fear of God. And it is also in your grandmother, Louise, and then grandmother Louise pass it down to who? To your mother, Eunice. And Eunice pass it down to who? To you, Timothy. And I am sure I can see it also in you. Now, some mothers passed down things that is not worthy. Some mother passed down things that makes their sons or daughter to be practically an enemy of mankind, an enemy of God. Some mothers, as I made in the statement past, are terrorists in their home. They terrorize the husband, they terrorize the wife, they don't live a life of sincere faith. Their children are watching this. Your sons and daughters are watching your life. And then later on down the line, some children are afraid even to marry. Some children are afraid to be involved with anyone. They have relationship problem if they ever marry, because it is what is handed down to them right from grandmother or mother. Some children, after seeing this kind of stuff, mama and papa is always fighting. My mother is always abusive. The other day, I put out something because there was a terrible evil that was done. A man beat his wife practically to death. And people started commenting. And I said something. I say, I have also noted abuse from mothers to or wife to husbands. And I named four that I was personally involved with. And these are not just people that I don't know. These are people that claim to be Christians, not members of this church. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Only one of them was temporarily a member, went out. Maybe didn't like the ministration or the messages because of who she was. The husband still called me later on down the year and said, look at what my wife is doing. Some of them have mouth that is worse than an atomic bomb. In fact, some men will rather take atomic bomb than the mouth of their wives. They say things, they do things, they act in such a way that does not reflect Jesus Christ. Here is Paul saying, I call to remembrance, Timothy, that there is a sincere faith that is in you, but it was first in your grandmother, Louise, and then it went down to you, mother, Eunice, and they transfer, it's a generational blessing. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It is not a generational curse. Some of us, there's a thing they do in Africa, I never knew it that time. Before you want to marry, somebody goes to the home or the village or the place and asks, what kind of family are you married to? When I told my mom I want to marry, she said, well, okay, which family? I told her. And then, next 2-3 months, I didn't know. My mother didn't have money, anything. I don't know how she went about it, but she sent one man, Obi, to go all the way to Nanka and find out the kind of family I was going to marry. The man came back with good report. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The report was, hurry up and marry that woman. Don't miss her. Amen? She came from a good family. She came from a worthy family. I said, what is it about? He said, well, we checked her out. Her family is good. I said, do they have a lot of money for me? It wasn't money. Though they have money, but that wasn't the issue. It is character. My grandmother, my mother-in-law is one of the best women I've ever seen. She has never messed up with my marriage. She has never rendered any evil advice. She has never in any way interfered. If I give her $1, she's happy. If I don't give her, she's happy. Every time she's always praying for us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. My family, put your hands together. That's good. That's good. That's good. My family saw it and thought. I have spoken to people, a man who is evil, evil and evil, but he killed the wife. Spoke to him for days. He told me it is my mother-in-law. And after listening to what he has to say, he didn't manage it well, but the mother-in-law actually was part of the problem, a lot of the problem. So we say any money you make, my daughter, that money is for, you take care of your home first. Don't, not your husband home or whatever, no. Some we give advice that is contrary to the scriptures. And some wife will be under so pressure that they will listen to such thing. Mother-in-laws shouldn't be evil, they should be good, like this woman that is being spoken of. Louise, blessed be the name of the Lord. And when you get to be a mother-in-law, be a good one. Teach your daughters good things before they even get into the marriage. Sit them down where you've made a mistake. Talk to them about your mistakes. Talk to them where you have failed. Talk to them about where they should learn from your mistake so that they can go to their home and do better than you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Don't just leave it to chances. Some children come to marriage not knowing anything about marriage. Unprepared, because mama didn't say anything, and the way she ran her own home, she practically ran the husband down. Mind you, I started with this by saying, let us give all honor to mothers. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And I say that that motherhood, that honor, that respect also come with what? Responsibilities. I can spell it out for you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So here is Louis and Eunice passing it down to Timothy. And by the grace of God, Timothy passed a lot of blessing down to the church and probably to his own children. And down the line, it became a generational blessing. Amen? A mother can be a powerful spiritual powerhouse. I want you to know this. I feel that prayers of the mothers are more answered for the children than the fathers. You may ask me why, but this is my own experience, my own opinion, that there is an affinity with mother and children that transcends to the virtue of the spiritual, that when mother speaks, when mother commands blessing, when mother asks God regarding to their children, the answer is more incoming, profound. Because there is something in them that is so attached to their children that a father may not or cannot or could not relate to. They are speaking out of the depth of their soul regarding to their children. They are crying out to God to an extent that the empathy that he creates in them or with God is nothing like any other thing can simulate. Roman Catholic Church kind of find out this and they tapped into it, though in a wrong way. Every time you see them praying, they are praying to who? Mary. Pray for us, mother of. I say, why? I say, because if Mary should intercede, then Jesus will hear faster. There's truth in it, but I don't know the whole story. So mothers have something spiritual, tangible. So what I'm saying here is, you mothers, never stop praying for your children. Never give up on your children. Never back up on your children. There's many a times you say, Father, that's it, I'm done. That's it, move out, get out, do this. And that's men. And the woman will not give up. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's why you are worthy of the praises and honor. To God be the glory. Amen? Amen? In a prayer message I preached many years ago, 2017, Inflation Mothers, around May of, on Mother's Day, 2017, I spoke of influential mothers. Mother that influenced their children. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In that, I mentioned about four women. I'm going to bring them out this morning. These women, some of them don't have children. Some of them are not mothers. Some are, but with their God-given ability as a mother, they were able to do something exceptional. And they are remembered through history as great women. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So you may say, well, I'm not yet a mother. You can use that inborn nature that is in you as a mother, as in every woman, to reach out and be a blessing to children. The woman I sent text to this morning, that child wasn't her child. It was an adopted child. Beautiful when you're adopted. Then she develops a lot of medical situations. Some will have given up, but she never did. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. One of these women in the Bible is called, not in the Bible, in the natural, this one is called Mother Teresa. Many of us know her. In fact, all of us do. Her name is known better than the name of presidents and kings. In fact, some kings will be honored to shake her hand. Some president will be honored to shake her hand. She doesn't have children or money or wealth or education. But what she has is a mother kind of love. Why do you think that they gave her the title of Mother Teresa? She was mother to everybody in Calcutta, in India. Then she extended it to the whole world. She used that influence for good. She used that motherhood quality, character, nature for the good of mankind. To an extent that her name, she's being sainted and this and that and so on. You may say she's not a Pentecostal or whatever. I don't give anything about that. She is right in the will of God, and God bless her. She has gone to her reward, and I hope to meet her one day. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because she did good with what God has given her. She reached out to the poor of this world. She washed the wound of those that nobody cared for. She lived with them. She doesn't look for any material thing or anything in this world. She was doing good with the nature of mother that is in her. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. She was doing good with what is in what she has. The other one I want to speak about is Mother Cornelia. Many of us doesn't know it. I read a lot of historical novels or facts or history and stuff. And this woman, in ancient Rome, in medieval Rome, if your daughter is married and you want to bless your daughter, you raise her and say, may you be fruitful and blessed like Mother Cornelia. What did she do? She raised three children, Gaius, Samponia, I don't know, Tiberius, three of them. But these children, in a time, in an era when the monarchy or the royalty suppresses the poor, they cared for ordinary citizens of Rome. Being elevated to a high position of tribune, those that make law in Rome of those days, they initiated laws. And those laws is law that blessed, elevated, help the ordinary man and woman and children and stuff in Rome. So when people want to bless, they saw what the children did, and they know that they didn't just do it. That quality came from who? From Mother Cornelius. And they will bless you and say, may you be as fruitful, may you be as blessed, may you be as productive as Mother Cornelius. Every young girl, every young daughter in those days wanted to be with her, be like her because of what she did. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. 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 In the Bible, there's a woman by name Deborah. I don't know that she has any children. It wasn't mentioned. She was a prophetess. But there was a title that was given to her, and that title was called a mother in Israel. Not just a mother in my house, not just a mother in the town, but a mother in the whole of Israel. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What did she do? She was a woman used by God, and she knew good enough that she cannot abuse, misuse that position. When God has given her a vision on how to overcome the enemies of Israel, she put a man right in front of her and called him and said, God has shown me what to happen, and you are to go and fight the enemies of the living God. And this is how we will win this battle. And the man said, well, I will not go unless if I have your support, your full support. He said, go right on, and I will be right behind you. And by her work, and by what she did, and by the blessing of God, she wrought deliverance in Israel. Prior to that time, there was ravaging, destruction. The enemy was coming in and killing children, men and women, and destroying the land. But this woman, by the spiritual virtue that God has imparted in her, by her prayerful life, by her commitment to the good of the people of the masses, God elevated her to a position that she is now called a mother in Israel. That is a mother of the whole nation of Israel. You are sitting here and say, how can I be part? How can I be this? Mothers, I've never seen people that pray like mothers. 3 minutes, I'm already done in prayer. In some cases, mother is still praying for 1 hour. Blessed be the name of the Lord. 3 minutes, you are maybe say, I'm going to go do my business. Mother is still praying. They have this intercessory ability. They can pray and never got tired, especially if it is something regarding to children or their children or children of this world. I encourage you to use that nature to God's glory. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Only expand it more than your household. Go to the next level. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And last one I want to mention is a woman that the name wasn't even mentioned. But it happened that the king of Israel was pursuing an evil man. That evil man has said something or done something that will bring trouble in Israel. And David said to Job, the captain of the host, go and eliminate him before he causes more trouble. So Job went to Ebal, a city called Ebal. And in that Ebal, the man was hiding. The man has already convinced every man in that city to be rebellious. So the military power of Israel was come to destroy a small town. And they were encamped and surrounded it. And then the woman came to the gate and cried out to the captain of the host. Are you the captain of the host? Say yes. What have you come to do? We've come to raise this town to the ground for harboring, for giving refuge to an evil man. He said, don't do anything. Do you know that this time you come to a level, there used to be a time that when there is a heart problem in Israel, when there is a situation nobody know how to resolve, they come to Ebal to ask for counsel. And when they come, one word from this city will solve a mighty problem. That's how valuable this nation, this tiny town is. Don't do nothing yet. With her ability, with her renown in that town, just an old woman, she went and convinced everybody that this man we are supporting, this man will only bring destruction to the whole Israel, to the whole town of Ebal. Do this and do that and the problem will be solved. They cut off his head and threw over the wall. Job packed up and left. The Bible says she saved this whole city by her action. That's the wisdom that mothers can bring to the table. They call her a mother in Israel because she's able to save a lot by her one single action. That is what we should be. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. As we are rounding up, I want us to know that one of the reasons God created a mother is because to show us the kind of love that God has given mankind. There is nothing closer to the kind of love than mother's love. It is pure, it is sincere, it is unconditional towards the children. There can be a lion when you come between them and their children. A mother can practically take a car and flip it over if that child is in danger. That is the depth and the strength of love they have. Blessed be the name of the Lord. 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 Children are like jewels in your crown. Children are like jewels. No, jewels, the diamonds, the rubies, the costly things. And because they are so, I want you to know that the enemy will try to challenge you. The enemy will try to fight you. The enemy will try because you are a link to your children. Seen and unseen link to your children's success. Seen and unseen link to your children's blessing. Seen and unseen link to great things that are pertaining to your children in the spiritual and natural, that the enemy will fight you tooth and nail. The enemy will try to use your own children to bring humiliation. The enemy will try to use that to bring disappointment. Some parents have gone and made that mistake, not understanding that there is something between mother and children and the enemy. The greatest thing the enemy can do to destroy that children is to put a demarcation, a division between you and your children. Don't allow it to happen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Even the enemy can be from your own very children at times. Rebellious children. Children that doesn't care. I have seen it, I have known it, I have been involved in some of them. We live at a time, many children doesn't even give a care about what happens to their children, mother. Man of God was talking to a woman about to go from this world. He said, is there anything I can go to you, a member of my church? He said, yeah. Can you please try to find my son? I haven't seen my son in many years. The man took his name and started looking. Only to find out that this son lives like few miles away from the old aged mother. And asking, what is the problem, young man? For so many years you haven't called, haven't looked, haven't cared. Is there anything your mother did to you or anything? Say, no, it's just life. I got busy. I got what? I was called to a hospital one day to pray. I thought it was to pray for a dying old woman. I came beside the bed and here is two beautiful women, well dressed up. Well, if you see them, you know that they are well educated and everything. Caucasian women. So I was getting ready to pray or to talk to this woman. She could barely talk anything. They said, no, it's not us. It's not my mom that we call you to come to. It is us. So what is the problem? They started narrating the evil their mother has done. And mind you, before I start judging those women, there is reason. When I heard what their mother had done to these young girls when they were teenage young kids, my God, it was painful. It was terrible. It was evil. Use them as a trade, as a whatever, name it. Just disgusting. But I said to them, look, at this point you have no option than to do what? So some children run away because of this. Some children doesn't care because they don't just care. There are children that are abused by parents. There are children that you do everything for them. And the enemy still wants to use them to bring headache, frustration, pain, disappointments to you. Don't give up. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Keep fighting, keep praying, because this is what the enemy wants to do. Amen? To throw, destroy, or pull down what God has planned to build up. You will be tested, you will be tried, your devotion, your nature will be tried, your character as a mother will be tried. Notwithstanding, stand with God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. As we are rounding up, I want the mothers in this house and mothers to be. Anybody who is a mother and people who are expecting to be a mother, married and expecting, I want all of you to come to the front here. I'm going to pray for you. And also I want you to know that the church has prepared some little reception at the banquet hall. So after that, you are going to make your way to the banquet hall. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. So please make your way fast, because we want to be able to do this so that people can go home and have fun. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I said at the closing here, at a time of confusion and hardship, a mother, you just guys sit in the front, sit in the front rows. We just pray for you here and then we move to the banquet hall. At a time of confusion and hardship, a true mother will rise and shine. She will show her mettle as a safe haven, a refuge, and a succor to her children. I want us lastly to read Proverbs chapter 31, verse 28. Please give the front rows and second row, Sister Fanny, yeah, the children can move, and then the mother sit on that line too. Every one of you. Thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. I will read out this scripture to you all, mothers. God bless each one of you. Every one of you, we appreciate you. I appreciate you. Thank you so much. You are a treasure beyond words. The Bible says here, her children arise up and call her what? Blessed. Her husband also, and he praised her. Your children are calling every one of you blessed. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I'm going to read a poem for you guys, just to show you how they say, whatever. I am something. My wife, can you come? Let me use you as a point of contact to read to every mother here. Look at how she's well dressed up. Put your hand together for her. This is a poem, A Good Mother, and my wife is the best. Don't even think of competing with her. She doesn't like to be put in this kind of situation, but this poem is to all of you and to every one of you who are watching me. I dressed up really nice for the occasion, and look at her too. Blessed be the name of the Lord. This morning, the children, myself, we gave her a gift, flowers and other things. I don't know. A lot of things, right? You want to say all this stuff? Amen? Amen? Don't worry. One of these days, if not private jet, you get one. Hopefully. Amen. No private jet. Just a new car. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I promise God, no private jet. I said here, a good mother is dignified and you are dignified. Blessed be the name of the Lord. She knows she is made in the image of the God Almighty, and she knows that too. She respects herself, her children, and others. She is aware of the greatness within her and does not need validation from others because she already knows what is within her. Blessed be the name of the Lord. This is to all you mothers. And to her especially. A good mother is hopeful. She knows that obedience to God and constant effort will make her dreams come true. Dreams about your children. Don't give up on your children, any of you. Keep hoping, keep believing God. God will turn it around for good in Jesus' name. Amen. She knows love, therefore, she gives love unconditionally to her children. A good mother has loads of inspiration and tons of endurance. Tell me about it. I'm not a mother, but I can see mothers, the endurance, the inspiration, the constant agitation to fight and break through on behalf of their children, to stand up in strength, even when they are weak, on behalf of their children. The tenacities of a mother cannot be compared to a lion. You guys are more than lions. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. A good mother has loads of inspiration and thoughts of endurance. She prays constantly for her household. She knows that sometimes she needs to inspire her children to recognize and use the seeds of greatness God gave them. They see that in their children. When you are having your dad, they know that there are great things in store for these children, and they will never stop fighting to achieve that. God bless each and every one of you in Jesus' name. A good mother appreciates her past, understands her present, and focuses towards the future. We are speaking to this for many people who say, I have failed. To some who are out there watching, I will say, well, I messed up pretty bad. I've met some who told me the same. Today is your day. God can turn it around in Jesus' name. Right in this church, I've seen people I never knew before. They call, say, can we meet? We meet. It's because of children. That this church, some people have called and say, pray for me. My children are just, it's probably the way I do. And they acknowledge their mistake. Here it is saying that you appreciate, you understand your past. You know your mistake. Understand that the present is here with you and focuses towards the future. I pray that God, we hear each and every one of you for whatever you are crying to God for regarding to your children in Jesus' mighty name. A good mother teaches her children that God gives us challenges meant to bring us closer to Him, to self-acknowledge, and to His everlasting love. always tell your children this, that no matter what is going on with them or happening in their life, that God loves them. God bless you for being a good mother. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I will ask Pastor Yato and Julius, John, Austin, and come. Let's just quickly pray for each mother. One person take one row and pray for them quickly. Just touch them and command the blessings of God and the grace of God upon each and every one of these ladies. You guys are beautiful. And can see diamond in the clothes and every other stuff. Just nice, whatever it is. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You guys are looking great. And some are expecting children. God bless you guys for that. Please, can we come up quickly? Let's pray for them. The pastors in the house, let's pray quickly for them. And every other person, can you stand on your feet as we pray for them and ask God to bless them? Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Papa, can you come forward, please? Papa, come on and pray for this. Just surround them. Papa, come forward and speak the word over them, please. I will ask Papa Barigu to pray for them, for everybody. You can take the microphone here. Is this mic working? Huh? It needs to be on what? Come to the stage, Papa, please. Okay, your voice with the. Okay, thank you. I try this. You can hold this, it's long enough. Take the mic so that they can hear you. Let's pray for you.
Father, we stand. We stand in your presence. And Lord, we glorify your name. We lift up your glorious name. Lord, we rejoice this afternoon. We rejoice on behalf of these, your lovely daughters. You are blessings to us as your people, as your church, Lord. You are blessings to us in our individual homes. Thank you, Father, for their submission unto you. In them we experience your love, Lord, to us, to all humanity. Thank you, glorious Father. Lord, we lift up as your church, we lift up each and every one of these, your daughters. Thank you, Father, because from high in heaven, Lord, you know them. You know their circumstances, you know their situations. You know each and every one of them. Thank you for your love. Lord, we say, hold them up. Hold them up in their situations, in their circumstances, in their experiences, Lord. Yes, Lord, without you, we can do nothing. Thank you for the much you have done with them so far. Thank you for the greater things you are going to do.
Amen.
Lord, in your name we challenge the enemy.
Yes, Lord.
God will blind the eyes of the enemy.
Hallelujah.
Wherever he stretches his hand, wherever he opens his mouth, Lord, to accuse them. Yes, Lord, you say we will rebuke. We will rebuke him. Father, in your name, we rebuke the enemy. And we take captivity captive.
Hallelujah.
And Lord, we lift up these ones. Each and every one of them will be a glorious testimony.
Amen.
Yes, Lord, they will be mothers in your glorious Israel. Father, your name will be glorified. Thank you for the ones that are expecting special touch and special blessings. Thank you, Lord, because we have set a target. Lord, we ask that next time we meet together,
amen,
there will be glorious testimonies,
hallelujah,
Lord, of answers,
amen,
to the prayers and the,
amen,
cries of your people. Thank you, glorious God. We worship you. We glorify your name. Yes, Lord, for the very young ones, we lift them up before your presence. Lord, we ask. Even the ones that are walking the paths of youth, yes, Lord, they will not walk the paths of this world. They will walk along the heavenly pathways, Lord. They will follow the glorious examples of these mothers. And Lord, we ask, let your name be glorified.
Hallelujah.
Even in all our lives as your people. Receive our praise.
Amen.
Receive our thanks.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen and amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise team, can you please come up? Thank you, mothers. Happy Mother's Day to each and every one of you again. God bless you. Once we finish, we made our way to the banquet hall, and there we have a little reception for every one of you. God bless.